So, Ion, why did humans create angels that wouldn't care? Or did we not control them and they got to an attitude of not caring?
Right. You went so long, and then 2, got 4, got 16, got 32, got 164, on. There's so many people now, they're just laughing. They're laughing. No God. Yeah,
okay, so many people or so many angels?
So many people. The angels haven't changed, really.
Okay, so you're talking about the population explosion or human forms multiplying. That was a mistake by the creators of the human form, which was us as gods.
No, it wasn't a mistake. It's what happens when you don't ascend. See,
right.
Back in Deuteronomy and in the Torah, they got the begats. This one begat, that one begat, this one was the great-grandson of Eleazar, and Eleazar was the blah, 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 blah. All that is to line up to see how the DNA trails back to God. That's how you follow the stream back to God. And then you've got so many now, you don't even know what you've done, see? You don't even know. You don't know if there's miscegenation in your lineage. You don't know if you're a Moabite, a Canaanite, a Coathanite, or you don't know what you are. You can be most.
Okay, so Ion, humans, little man created angels, ascended humans, or the ascended,
no,
not necessarily human, the
no,
ascended
no, no.
Didn't.
The angels is why you had to have little men. There would have been no angels, or if the angels had been settled, they would have never been, you'd have never separated yourself from your power. Never. And now the number is so big on the planet now, and you're still able to feed them all somehow. But they damn sure ain't really relatively starving to death. Then what happens is this just becomes this. Now it's time to settle the battle, settle the war.
Right. So the ascended that have always been here, they weren't created. The humans, as little people, created things. No, the angels, as extensions of the ascended, created humans.
They're following rules, and they're following rules and regulations. Yeah,
I see. So there were the ascended. Then somehow the angels show up, and created humans.
Stop! No,
I did.
Listen to what you're saying. No, stop.
You said the angels created humans. Now you got to deal with that statement. I'm trying to figure out how the angels created humans.
They did. They made them necessary. They made them necessary. Humans are
God. That's creation? They didn't create them. They made them necessary. They create the conditions for humans.
There's a war. They caused a war. Okay? The angels.
The angels caused a war. Because, you know, we're talking about humans and angels. So the right?
The angels caused a war. 2/3 against 1/3. So they cast Lucifer and his third into the earth. When he did that, there was no humans on the earth, this earth. And when that happened, it's like God, in his view, said, Bob said, hey, this will be fun, let's fuck with them. Let's get God to separate their power, and we'll put them in the garden where they're safe, where everything's good. Put them on Maui, where everything's safe. And then we're going to poison it so that they have to leave, so they have to leave paradise. Kiss it goodbye. And then they got to go through this whole big blah, 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 and then choose to come back to their own power of their own free will. We'll give them a little notion. We'll give them a little bump. We'll give them some cocaine and some Adderall and some opiates and whatever. They don't kill itself. They'll get them out to kill them and back it off just a little bit. What happens then is that the human has to choose to come back to God. And if he does, then he goes back and he rules these angels. He puts these angels in their place. But if he doesn't ascend, then the angels have got them over a barrel. They don't care. They don't want to go back to work. They just assume you stay a little man and they can go to the beach. But if you come back to your power, you now control it and they have to bow. When angels start bowing, that's when nasty things come. And now if you ascend and come into your place of power, it does. Some people have. If scripture says every nasty thing done in the Bible, and an angel of the Lord came down and blah, 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 blah. That's what they did.
Okay, we know that. So Bob is Lucifer.
That's
Bob,
what you're saying.
Wait, that's what you're saying. That Lucifer created the messing with the humans. Lucifer did, and the other third, that's two-thirds.
One-third. Gabriel did as much of it. Michael did as much of it. The guardian angels. Yeah.
What did Gabriel and Michael fight with Lucifer over?
Lucifer wanted to sit at the right hand of God. And they said, oh, fuck you. Fuck you, devil. No, you're not going to do that. Who are you? You ain't nobody. But I'm prettier than you. Well, we'll see about that. And then it's on like Donkey Kong.
Right, we know that. Okay, we got that. So the dark soul is Lucifer, and the Michael and Gabriel's gang lead.
No, they're stop. That's not the.
You said Bob is Lucifer. You don't say that too much, but you said it once.
No, we said you're the dark soul. You represent Lucifer, but you're not Lucifer.
Oh, how come I represent him? Because
you're not an angel. Because you're not an angel.
I'm the closest to a human being, Lucifer.
No. No, you're the dark soul has nothing to do with an angel. Dark soul has nothing. That's a different.
And the dark soul has nothing to do with being human either.
No, it doesn't.
You agree with me. The dark soul does not have anything to do with
being human. We have to. Bob, we don't like to, but we have to, or we never go anywhere.